Welcome. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler. And this is Strategies for Success, a show that explores many topics while aiming to equip listeners with simple and practical lessons you can use in your everyday life.
Now join us on our journey as we reach for the impossible.
Welcome back, guys. My name is Tyler.
And I'm Trav.
This is Strategies for Success.
We've got a very interesting topic today. We're actually going to do a two-part series on this, so we'll be covering in our next podcast as well. But we're going to talk today about perspectives.
So this, we can spin this a lot of different ways, but some of the points we were wanting to hit on, one of the big things is in communication. So every time you talk to someone, they have their own perspective on things. Everybody's got their perspective on everything, really, whether they're aware of it or not. Subconsciously, they have a perspective or an opinion on something. So whenever you get in communication with somebody, if I'm trying to get a point across, if I'm talking to Travis and I tell him about the weather, if he maybe had a bad day that day, he might think the weather was worse than it really was just because everything else was bad for him that day. So sometimes when you're talking, pretty much all the time when you're talking to somebody, try to think of things from their perspective, where they're coming from. We spoke a lot about being in the farm equipment dealerships and business. And so in our businesses, stuff breaks. People are frustrated when stuff breaks. So I have to, oftentimes you get tired of hearing people gripe, or, you know, you just get worn down by it sometimes in the summertime. And so sometimes we have to remind our guys to remember their perspective, because, you know, if you're used to getting griped at all day, sometimes someone can make a small remark and you're already frustrated because the last guy chewed you out. So just remembering the customer's perspective and things and where they're coming from. They had something that's broke. If I had something that was broke, I would also be frustrated and try to get it fixed, you know, as quickly and as cheaply as possible.
Yeah, it's kind of like that perspective. We live in, I have to remind our people at work, though, I call it like emergency room syndrome. You get to where it's like, everybody comes in here is going to gripe at me.
Right.
You know, and so you're already on the defense. And then this poor guy comes in and he's from the perspective of, I got this piece of junk piece of equipment and it just keeps breaking down. And you automatically have started off on the wrong foot on both sides. One thing that you reminded of, this was several podcasts back when we first started, you mentioned something about the boys ministry that we do, where we were so focused on the program and how it was supposed to go that night. But the boy there, it was his birthday. Mm-hmm. Remember this?
I think so, yeah.
And then you took the time, as a young boy, I think he's probably about 6 or 7, and you took the time to tell him happy birthday, and I think we gave him a little gift. It was nothing, really, probably less than $5 total. But to him, you would have thought we gave him $1 million, and it was because all he needed was someone to acknowledge that it was his special day. And we were coming from the perspective of, we got to get all this done because we're in a rush. So just remember, when you meet somebody, you run into someone, let's say maybe someone serving your food and they're maybe got an attitude, there might be a reason. Maybe they're having a bad day and they just need someone to maybe give them a little extra tip or say, hey, you having a good day? You know, something along those lines.
And another thing is, sometimes I've caught myself doing it, if you assume someone's perspective before you ever even start talking to them, or before you ever even listen to them. So that's where the listening comes into play. You got to listen to them a little bit and try to, I guess some of this comes from sales training and being around it, but like in the sales side of things, a lot of it is you let the other person talk, you gather information, and then you can try to approach them with the best information possible. You got to learn their perspective, where they're coming from, so that way you can answer the questions that really matter to them. If you're talking from your perspective only and you're talking about what you care about, it's probably not the same thing that the customer cares about, or your wife or husband or whoever that may be. You're just talking to them in general life. If you're only talking about things that you care about and your perspective, that's going to be a pretty rough life.
Yeah, as a sales guy, your only concern may be that you get a paycheck. So you're trying to sell this guy a lawnmower that may not fit the needs of what he's trying to do.
Right. And with that, everyone has biases too. So I could start talking about something in the political environment and people start raising their barriers right off the bat. They're going to start thinking, oh, this guy, I like what he's saying, I don't like what he's saying. They're going to have their own opinions and biases on things. A lot of times people hear what they want to hear. So there could be a couple different people hear the same thing. And they get different things from it because they're thinking about, how is this going to affect me? How is this? What does this do to me? Even like a sermon from a pastor, you know, if you, or a speech from somebody, if you ask five different people what they heard, they're probably all going to tell you different things that stuck out to them because they're thinking about it from their perspective, their, the biases, they're thinking about how it affects them.
I hadn't even planned on sharing this, but Tyler kind of hit home on something that's been on my mind that was shared with me from a mentor. So looking at these from different perspectives, right? Remember though, if you're in a position of leadership, you can shape the perspective and you might shape it a lot more than what you realize. So let me give you an example. We had a guy at work and he was probably a little grouchy and just generally a little grouchy. And so I started making some comments and next thing you know, everybody's like, you know what? That guy is so grouchy. And I never heard anybody say it until I had vocalized and said, this guy is grouchy. And I've noticed that even with my son at work, he got up, made a couple mistakes and I gave him a hard time in front of a few other employees. And next thing I know, they were giving him a hard time for making mistakes. And so remember that you can set the perspective. I think here lately, you know, there's been comments politically, like in this last election, you know, crooked Hillary and sleepy Joe. And that perspective was told so many times that whether he really was or he wasn't, everyone was saying it here in the reddest state in the union here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It became almost a reality, right?
Yeah. I actually watched a video that was talking about some of Trump's campaign tactics. And one of the things that he actually, they said that they intentionally do is he would give people opponents nicknames, like silly nicknames, so that everybody remember, like Sleepy Joe, and I can't remember
Crooked Hillary is the one he had for Hillary.
But I think there's one for Jeb Bush too. I can't remember what it was.
Oh yeah.
But he had nicknames for everybody, and then that just kind of caught on. And so whether people knew that they were thinking those, I mean, they would remember those names, and it would affect shape their perspective and their thinking.
Well, you know, we just talked about last week about the hero or a coward. Mm-hmm. When someone's a hero that you look up to, and they, whether it's on the right or on the left, when that person says something, it has a little more weight to it and it shapes your perspective. So if your hero was one or the other, when he said that, you're like, yeah, he's right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times this has been a thing that's been brought up in the last several years, but we don't fact check anything. We just believe what our heroes
just blindly believe stuff.
Exactly. And the big thing now is all these people that are influencers, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'll tell you what, we were talking about this earlier too, but AI is unbelievable, you know, and you start looking at these videos, I've had to really watch some. You're like, wait a minute, we're not at war with these people or whatever. You see like US drops bomb on other country and you get to looking at it and it's like, that don't look quite right. And kind of find out it's not real, or somebody said something and it was all AI generated. So remember to keep the perspective in focus.
Right. And Travis had a great point earlier. We were talking about, when we were talking about perspective, you're saying, you know, if you propose an idea or a plan to somebody, say two different people, one person's an optimist, one person's a pessimist, they're going to look at the same thing and they're going to have very different views of that.
I guarantee you, man, it's almost, the more I've dealt with people, I've noticed that, even outside of business, that you could approach a group, and if you go in very energetic and very excited about it, you can sway people that might even be negative over to the positive side just by the energy that you have, by being positive. But when you tell it to a negative person, they automatically see it from the perspective of, oh my goodness, this is going to be so much work. We're never going to be able to get all this done. Oh my goodness. But you go to a positive person and you say the same thing, they're like, wow, look at the opportunity here.
Yeah.
And they're both looking at the same thing. But if you can imagine, if your perspective is off, it's like your glasses being the wrong prescription and you're not seeing things clearly. And how do you see things clearly? Well, the Bible says the truth, and the truth will set you free, right? So make sure that your perspective isn't tainted one way or the other, that you're actually looking at the truth and looking at the facts.
Right. And you're never going to completely eliminate your perspective. I mean, we're not saying to do that, because that's what makes everybody, you know, it's what makes the world turn. But what we are saying is try to be, have some grace and mercy with people, because I've heard people that they came from very different upbringing, came from very different home lives, all kinds of stuff they've been through. And they talk about a subject that I obviously had opinions on, and they have like a totally different way of thinking about it. And there's been times where it's actually caught me off guard, and I think, wow, you know, I never thought of that like that. And so maybe that's why they believe the way they do, is because that's how they were brought up, and that's who, you know, someone in their life helped them, help shape their perspective.
You know, if you've listened to our podcast for a while, you know that I love history. And one thing that I thought was very interesting as you study history, that different people in history at different times, so let's say Southern leaders at some point were considered heroes and monuments made. And as history changes, perspectives change, and next thing you know, we're removing these.
Right.
And that is over and over. Me and Tyler were talking about famous outlaws and like Billy the Kid, mm-hmm. and how at one point he was a villain to became a Robin Hood, the hero to the poor and robbing the rich. And the next thing you know, he's like this legend.
Yeah.
And it's all by the perspective of which the lens of history is looking at him.
Yeah, Travis said before, what if the South would have won? That would have completely changed who the heroes were.
Exactly. It would have been completely flip-flopped.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Tyler, it's time for the challenge.
Yep, it's time for the challenge. I kind of mentioned it earlier, but whenever you talk to someone this week, just think about if you have a tough conversation you know is going to happen, or if you have a tough one arise, just try to take a couple deep breaths or whatever and stop and think about this person's perspective that you're speaking with or you're about to speak with. Think of where they're coming from and take that into account before you start talking to them. So that will definitely help things. It will ease the communication, but it'll also help you become a better communicator and probably
better leader.
Just a better leader and a better person if you can understand where others are coming from and understand their perspectives.
Absolutely. So we've given you some words and some thought, words of wisdom, some gold nuggets, I guess. And we've given you the challenge, and now it's time.
Now it is time to execute. Thank you for learning with us.
Join us next time as we reach for the impossible. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is
Strategies for Success.